Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So what happens when a narcissist doesn't get their way? What happens, y'all? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. What happens when a toxic, narcissistic person doesn't get their way? What goes on? What transpires when that person doesn't get their way? Like, what happens? I know a lot of people are going to say they rage out on you, they yell and scream at you. Yeah. But why though? What happens? Why do they do that type of stuff, y'all? I'm changing the lighting around while we move. Y'all know we keeping it going forward. Narcissistic people typically, when they don't get their way, they typically throw a temper tantrum, like a child, not a spoiled adolescent child. You know, when kids throw temper tantrums, they're like beating on the ground, kicking and screaming, things like that. Narcissistic people, the grown ones, don't behave that way. They'll give you what I refer to as the adult version of that temper tantrum. Instead of banging their head against the ground, kicking and screaming in the corner and stuff like that, some of them will give you the silent treatment. Some of them will just completely ignore you. They're pissed off to the point they're so angry with you that they'll just completely ignore you, pretend you don't exist. They'll ghost you. They'll ghost you. They'll just zip it up. You know, some of them will yell and scream at you. Somebody will get angry and posture on you. If they're bigger and stronger than you, they might get physical with you. If they don't get their way, if they don't get something that they want, if you set a boundary on them, they might get physical with you. They might try to actually bring harm to you because you hurt their feelings. That's at the bottom of it all. That's what it's about. You hurt their feelings. You broke them down to the point where their feelings are hurt. They're crying, they're pleading, they're begging, they're doing all of this stuff because their feelings are hurt, you know? But that's what happens right there, y'all. That's what happens. Like, seriously, like, they are not going to react in a good way. Well, can some of them be manipulative and just pretend like their feelings aren't hurt, like it didn't bother them, that they didn't get their way? Yes, absolutely. But most of them, y'all, are going to have a visceral reaction to you. It might not be over the top yelling and screaming, but a lot of them are going to do something to make you feel the pain that they feel. Because you brought shame into my life the way you're behaving. You brought shame into my life the way you're treating me. You brought shame into my space with what you are doing, with how you are behaving, with how you are acting. You brought shame to me. So now that you brought shame into my life, I have to make you feel pain. I have to hurt you. I have to. In some way, shape, or form, I have to get you back. It's about retaliation. It's about vengeance. I have to get you back. Because I didn't get my way, I have to get you back in some way, shape, or form. I have to do it. That's the point. That's the goal. That's the space that happens right there. We have to get you back because we are hurting, you know? And because a lot of narcissistic people, especially, so go back to the beginning real quick. A lot of narcissists are created through trauma, right? But not all narcissists have traumatic childhoods. Some just don't get told no. Some don't have boundaries set upon them. So they become highly narcissistic people that are not used to hearing the word no. You know, so if they are not used to hearing the word no, oh boy, rage incarnate is coming towards you. If you tell a spoiled, especially a spoiled, rotten one, if you tell a spoiled, narcissistic person, no, man, buckle your safety belts because you're going for a bumpy ass toxic ride. They're going to take you on a trip. They are, you know, because if they're not used to hearing the word no, they're going to have a visceral reaction. Did you just tell me no? Did you just say you didn't want to do what I wanted to do? Did you just say I couldn't do what I wanted to do? Boy, especially if they grew up in a parental like situation where they didn't get boundaries set on them, when nobody ever told them no, where they never got in trouble, then yes, y'all, they're going to have a visceral reaction as well, because not all narcissists are created through trauma. Some of them are created through no boundaries, never being told the word no. So hearing the word no as an adult, they might lose their damn minds, y'all. And this is not just your partners. This could be your boss. This could be your coworkers. This could be your friends. This could be your siblings. You know, this could be somebody else, whatever role that they play in your life. This could be them. You know what I mean? But that happens right there. That's part of the space. That's part of the dynamic that a lot of people fall into. And you don't realize that you fall into it. You know, you don't realize that you fall into these categories. So I want, like, that's the part I want people to get. I want to help make people more emotionally, mentally strong, you know, because like, if they don't get their way, just buckle up, prepare for it. Like, so this video right here can be used to prepare for it. When they don't get their way, when you have to tell them no, you already know something is going to happen. You know, Lee, how do I know the person I'm dealing with is a narcissist or a toxic person? How do I know that? So take this video, for instance. When you have to get, like, so imagine that you're dealing with your partner, right? And you have to tell them the word no. How do you feel? If you have to tell your partner no, how do you feel? What's going on inside of your head? What's going on inside of your mind? How do you feel? What are you thinking right now? Are you just feeling giddy to go say no, or tell them that you don't want to do what they want to do? Are you feeling happy that you get to go tell your partner or your parent or whoever this is? Are you happy that you get to go tell them that they're not going to get their way? No, typically you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach. Your stomach is hurting. Your head is hurting. You're sweating. You might be flagellating. Your flagellance is coming. I know this childish, y'all. But you don't know. You don't feel good. This is not a happy situation that you're in right now. This is not like when they don't get their way, they might lose it. They might absolutely lose their minds, and you know it. You know you probably know that you're going to get yelled or screamed at. You probably know they're going to be super dismissive towards you. You probably know that if you're trying to co-parent with this person, they're going to make your life harder. Hey, the kids can't go to your mom's house for Thanksgiving because that's during my time. Roar! You already know it's going to happen. You see, you already know. You can apply this to different situations, because if they're going to give you the silent treatment, if they're going to start showing up or dropping the kids off late, if they're going to abandon the kids, if they're going to cuss the kids out, if they're going to spread rumors about you, if they're going to start a smear campaign, because that's what happens too. If they don't get their way, they're going to start a smear campaign on you. If they don't get their way, like what I mean by don't get their way, y'all, they could be trying to get back into a relationship with you, and you can just say no, and then they start a smear campaign on you. They try to hurt you because you hurt them. They, like, a lot of narcissists, y'all, have this vengeance mindset where you hurt me, so I have to get vengeance on you. I have to seek vengeance upon you because you hurt me. That's where it goes, y'all. That's where it goes a lot of times in these toxic relationship spaces. And that's why I try to help people understand that can help you prepare for that. You already know. You've been conditioned to be like a lot of narcissists. Want to surround themselves with yes men or yes women, yes people. They want yes people around them for a reason, because they don't want to hear the word no. Go tell your narcissistic boss no, or that they're not going to get their way. You're fired. You're suspended. You get demoted. You get home early. You see, when they don't get their way, they're going to react out of character or in character. You might get to see who they really are. That's how you can spot a narcissistic person early on. Don't give them their way early on. Y'all got to stop being yes people so much in the beginning of relationships. Stop saying yes to everything, because when you learn more from saying no to someone, then you learn way more about somebody when you say no to them, as opposed to saying yes to them through everything. You learn way more from saying the word no to people That's powerful. That's impactful. You know? That absolutely is. It absolutely is. That's powerful. That's impactful. That's the way it goes right there. That's why I tell people, that's the space, that's the situation, how it manifests itself, you know? That's how it manifests itself into some strength, into some power. Like, you know who you're dealing with right now. Set boundaries, y'all. Set boundaries in the beginning. Make them out themselves in the beginning. Say no. I know you don't like these people. They might be physically attractive. They might have the money you're looking for. They might have the position you're looking for. They might fit every, they might check every single box. So you're scared to say no to them. What if I say no and they run off? Let them run off. If you're scared to lose people before you actually get to know who they really are, you're not scared to lose them. You're afraid of being alone. I just made that up too. That was fire. Y'all don't act like that wasn't fire right there. I just made it off the top of my head. The words just flowed right there. I said, if you're scared to get to lose someone before you get to know who they really are, then you're not scared of losing them. You're scared of being by yourself. Make them out themselves. I'm going to put that on Twitter too. Don't you? That's mine. That is mine. That is mine. I love y'all. I swear I love y'all. I really, really do, y'all. That's from the bottom of my heart. I love my supporters. I swear I love y'all so much. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do. I really do. That's from the bottom of my heart. Because y'all know, y'all been rocking with me for years. Years. I know this is went off topic, but y'all been rocking with me for years. And I'm truly grateful for that. I promise you, I can't express how grateful I am, you know. I'm grateful to the point where I'm just telling y'all to make people out themselves in the beginning, and don't be scared to be by yourself. And prepare for the prepare for the visceral reaction that you're probably going to receive from this person, y'all. Anyway, y'all, I'm truly appreciative of y'all. You've made it this far. Like and subscribe to the channel. And of course, Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.